I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Mark Diener, and he is the marketing manager with Refined and Renewable Fuels with GrowMark. And you guys have been fueling the Farm Progress Show for a number of years now, but you guys are doing something different this year, offering B20 biodiesel for a lot of the equipment. Why don't you tell us more about that?
Well, we have, Laura. We've been fueling the equipment here at the Farm Progress Show for over 30 years now, and we're very proud of that. And we have been bringing a biodiesel blend for the last several years. This year, we thought it was appropriate to use a B20 blend, which has been used very, very widely and very, very successfully in the marketplace.
And why do you think now is a good time to go ahead and start introducing that? Why didn't you use B20 before?
Well, there's several engine manufacturers, cautionary, has endorsed B5 and not above that, but we've seen more acceptance with the B20. In fact, there has been an ASTM specification for B20 adopted, and it will become effective as soon as it becomes in print, which is any time now. And we're seeing more and more engine manufacturers endorse a B20 blend of biodiesel.
Okay. And how many engines do you think at the show now are using B20? Do you have an estimate?
Laura, I don't, although I would say, most all are fueling with the B20 blend here, the ones that are doing the tillage operations and really, I think, all the diesel engines out here.
Okay. And what value to the farmer does B20 offer when fueling their equipment?
Well, the biodiesel portion of that, which is 20%, typically comes from soybean oil. There's other feedstocks used in the marketplace, animal fats, recycled, but primarily the feedstock used for biodiesel today is soybean oil, and it helps create value for the soybean. Once it's crushed and oil is produced, it gives another avenue or another market for that to participate in, therefore increases the value of the soybean.
Let's talk about adoption rates. How do you think farmers are embracing this, you know, around the country? Are they using B20 or B5 or any other blends, or is it still kind of a new concept to most of them?
Well, in the Midwest, I would say most of our agricultural accounts have adopted biodiesel usage. And depending, there's some variances on some incentives different states may have for usage. In Illinois, we would see most all our agricultural accounts using 11%, a B11 blend, due to the sales tax implications in Illinois. In Iowa, we see a lot of B2, B5 blends. It just depends on the locale, but we've seen most all our farm accounts using biodiesel blends. Been very, very happy with them. Been very, very successful.
One criticism of biofuels is that the fuel to produce them takes just as much energy to produce them. Do you think this will help mitigate that argument, since they're going to be producing fuel and then using fuel from the crops that they're producing?
Well, biodiesel is a great gainer of energy. For every unit of energy that goes in to produce biodiesel, there's a net gain of 3.5 units of energy. So there's really no debate when it comes to biodiesel. I think on the ethanol side, when ethanol was first being produced, there may have been some discussion on being an energy, negative energy. But today, with on the ethanol side, there's better production rates, a lot of technology is there where ethanol is a net provider of energy also. So that debate should be gone.
Should be gone. Great. Okay, I think that covers all the questions I have for you. Anything you want to add?
Well, again, we're just very, very happy to be the provider of the fuels for the Farm Progress Show, and we hope it continues for many more years.
Great. Thank you.